Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, a very happy Thursday to everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And if you would like to call in, the number for our LA and Southern California friends is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including, as always, those here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. You can also log into our chat room where producer Kina will be happy to address your questions and comments and hold on to those while I either answer them on the air or I can log on after the show and we can hang out in the chat room together. So the topic for today I call Breakfast for Dinner. And the idea is we got to bring some fun back. It is time for recess. We have got lots of challenges, struggles, and battles in our world and in ourselves. Let's take a break from it, and let's have some fun. And today we're going to be discussing ways to do just that. And to start off, we've got Jacob in Michigan who is calling in with a question. Hello, Jacob. Welcome to Healing House.
Hi. Hi, doctor. I have a relationship question because I'm kind of stuck on where to go right now. I was in a relationship with a man named Matt for about 3 months, and about last week he decided that we shouldn't be together anymore. And now we started to talk again online through Facebook. We're still friends on Facebook. And I just don't know what's going to happen. Like, I don't know if I should be open to, like, because I kind of want him to come back, but I just don't know, like, what I should do. I don't want people running in and out of my life, you know? So I guess my question is just, like, what do you think I should do? Because I do want a boyfriend. I don't want to be alone. I do like him. We had a really great time together. But I just don't know. I don't want somebody who's wishy-washy or flaky, you know, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all of those are valid points. When you look at the person, are you attached to them or are you attached to the story attached to them? And, you know, people hold different places in our lives. It may be that he's just someone cool who you hang out with, who you enjoy being with, as opposed to, like, a serious relationship, or, you know, it could be in that place of serious relationship, or it could be there's a lot of different ways that people come into our lives. And people are there for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And when you look at your relationship with them, how does that bring you balance? Do you feel like you're in emotional balance when you're with them?
You know, I do sometimes. I feel like we compliment each other a lot, you know, but I just don't, like, sometimes he can be, like, moody, and so, like, my emotions get kind of moody. Like, I don't know, like, it was only as of, like, our relationship was good for the first 2.5 months, and then, like, the last 2 weeks, he just started acting distant. He acted, like, kind of, you know, like he wasn't really calling me back when I would call him, and just things like that. So I just don't know what happened, you know, like, I don't know what I did wrong, you know, so, like, I mean, do you think that, like, if he wants to come back in, I should take him back, or do you think he's just going to do the same thing, like?
Well, both of those are possibilities, Jacob, and, you know, really, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, there's a connection between you two, and is, even if this is the right connection, is this the right time for it? Is there maybe some emotional work that he needs to do or some emotional work that you need to do in order to be able to come into this from a more balanced perspective. And, you know, what I mean by emotional work, you know, it's like, you know what, because sometimes when we're with somebody, it reflects something in ourselves. Maybe the purpose of him coming into your life is that one of you has some, you know, something that's kind of buried down deep that you need to take a look at that is giving, you know, you the opportunity to be able to do some of that deep work. You know, usually for the first couple of months of a relationship, it's, you know, it's fun, it's cool. And then after that point, things start to get serious. Things start to, then it becomes an issue of, well, where is it going? And as soon as it goes into that place of where is it going, maybe insecurities start coming up, old stories about old relationships. You know, it may be a case of, well, I'm going to leave before I can get dumped. A lot of those old stories come up. So what I would really recommend to you is to, you know, it doesn't have to be all of one and none of the other. It can be about setting boundaries. It can be about you being able to say exactly what it is. It's like, okay, I'm feeling like this. And am I, you know, am I reading you wrong? Am I reading this wrong? And if the relationship is something that, you know, you really want to have as a part of your life and that you really think this is the right person for you, it would be a really cool thing for you guys to, you know, have a conversation about. It's like, okay, where do we see this going down the line? Is this just something where we're going to, you know, kind of enjoy what we have while we have it and let it go because, you know, that is an agreement? Or is it something we want to work towards? And if it's something, if it's a full-blown, you know, relationship that you want, then you guys really need to make some agreements on how that is going to happen and what that is going to look like. Yeah, it may be that there's something for you to, you know, learn about really setting boundaries and deciding what it is that, you know, you're really looking for and figuring out if he is really that person. Because if he's not, trying to, you know, I mean, it's not about you being wrong. It's not about him being wrong. It's about whether or not you two resonate with each other in the current mindset that you're in. Maybe, you know, either taking some time off, doing some, you know, kind of self-introspection type of thing, then coming back to it. If you enjoy this person's company and you can accept them exactly as they are and you feel they can accept you exactly as you are, go for it. And if you feel you have to be something other than what you authentically are, or if he has to be something other than what he authentically is, then maybe you guys can define what type of relationship you have. And it's not about you being alone, you know, my friend. You know, I'm sure that you will be able to find that right person, but sometimes it means making a space for that right person. And ultimately, you don't need to change. It's not about adapting to somebody. Yes, compromise is good. Compromise is wonderful. And you learn to grow together. But figure out if you made a list of all the things that are really cool about the relationship and those things that, you know, maybe aren't so cool about the relationship. And take a look at that, and it's like, okay, are these things that I find so cool things that I could be able to find in someone else? It doesn't mean that you have to lose this other person in your life. It's just a matter of deciding where they fit into it and what relationship they feel comfortable with. You know, maybe there is an issue of commitment that has created something very scary for this person. So figuring out, you know, really what it is you're looking for and how much can this person be able to be a part of that while still being themselves? Each of you is perfect. You are both divine beings having human experiences. And sometimes those human experiences can be painful. They can be wonderful. And it is up to you, really, to figure out how you want this to go. And really be honest with yourself. It's like, well, do I have to settle? No, you don't. Do you have to worry about being alone? No, you don't. So if you take those worries out of it and think of it as, well, you know what? I like this person for these qualities, and that's why we'll hang out. I have some friends who like certain types of movies. I go to the movies with them. I don't go with the ones that, you know, don't enjoy that. So figuring out where you each fit into each other's lives and where those really fun, comfortable spots are, removing the pressure of, okay, is this something that we have to be able to commit to?
Right.
Not only do you allow
like
yourself...
Me and him, like, we work out together, we do yoga together, we did, and do you think it'd be a bad idea, like, if I text him and I'm like, do you want to come over this weekend and work out with me, like, or do you think I should just kind of leave it alone, like, just, like, kind of, like, leave it alone, or do you think that would be a good idea, because I do want to see him, like, I miss him a lot, but I don't want to get hurt, like, I don't want him to, like, be like, no, I can't, sorry, or I got you, or...
And any time a question is asked, you have to be able to deal with the answer being something you don't want to hear. If you want to just kind of, you know, put something out there and said, hey, you know, if you ever want to hang out, let me know. Leaving it very open-ended and allowing yourself to, you know, feel that protection. You know, you're not going out on a limb, and they don't need to go out on a limb and wonder, oh, wow, you know, what do I say? How do I respond?
Right.
So figure out what it takes for you to be authentic. Authentically, absolutely you. And then figure out who is the best person to complement that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor. You're wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. You take care. And, hey, let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste, my dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, you know, it's always great to be able to help, you know, folks just kind of reach that balance point, because that's what it's all about. It's about what allows us to be in balance, which leads me to today's topic. I was asked how, you know, a woman came to me and said, well, how can I bring fun back into my life? I don't have fun. And I was thinking, it's like, wow, how many of us reach that place where we can't bring ourselves to just allow ourselves to have fun? And often when I think about it, I think about when I was a kid. And one of the things that I considered a huge fun, and it wasn't that big a deal, but to have breakfast for dinner. How many of us knew that as some sort of special treat when, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to have breakfast for dinner. And for some reason, that just seemed so wonderful and so fun. And it was that place of breaking up the regular. I grew up and it was, you know, both my parents had been Air Force. And so when you're raised by two very strong military individuals, things, you know, there were four children in the family, so of course things went on schedule and was very, okay, well, during this time we do this, during this time we do that, which we were used to. So it was a lot of, you know, it was okay. But every once in a while there'd be that, okay, we're going to have breakfast for dinner. It's like, oh, my gosh. I don't know why it was exciting, but it always was. And when I would do that for my sons when they were young, they were always very excited. And when we think about those things, especially from our childhood that were, you know, even if we had a really, really hard childhood, there would be those certain things, going to the park and being able to swing on the swing and leaning back and just feeling the air move past you. I mean, that, whatever happened to my hula hoop? Whatever happened to my jump rope and my jacks? And whatever happened to spinning until I'm dizzy and actually having that be an enjoyable sensation? Now, understand that, you know, when you reach a certain age, that, okay, spinning till you're dizzy may be something you want to reconsider, and I wouldn't go, you know, digging out that pogo stick right away if it's been a few years. You know, make sure you're safe, make sure you take care of yourself, and make sure that you find something that allows you to have fun. When do we get recess? when we were in school, there was always that, you know, it's like, okay, it's almost time for recess. It's almost time for recess. And if it was a rainy day and you got to have recess inside, that was still cool. And we were able to just be. And I think that's one of the key things about having fun, is that you can just be. You can laugh until milk squirts out of your nose. You can just enjoy yourself and not worry about being anything or anyone. And I say that it is about doggone time that we had recess, when we could all just go and do something that gives us pleasure. I used to love Saturday morning cartoons when I was little. I mean, who didn't? And you get in your, you're still in your pajamas, and you go maybe, you know, get a bowl of cereal and wake up before your parents get up, and you go out there and just watch the cartoons, Saturday morning cartoons. And we would be so excited because every season they would have the preview for the Saturday morning cartoons, those of you who remember way back when. And you'd watch them the night before, and then the next day you'd watch the cartoons. And just being able to do that, getting up and enjoying, you know, going to a movie and eating the popcorn and sitting back and laughing and enjoying yourself. Everyone out there has something that they remember they love doing, something, a type of food that you remember having, and just the thought of it makes you smile. When you think about going to an arcade, and you go in the back past the, you know, dance, whatever, and the killing the zombies and all that other stuff, you go to the back of the arcade and you will find the pinball machines. You'll see Space Invaders. When was the last time you played a pinball machine? When was the last time you went to maybe a, you know, one of those carnivals that's set up for charities? Or yeah, just going to Santa Cruz Beach and Boardwalk or wherever, whatever amusement park, and riding those rides that you enjoyed when you were little. Once again, making sure you're safe. I mean, if you've had a major cervical injury, yes, it's not the time to ride the wild mouse. And being able to do those things, at least some of those things, that you found fun. I mean, just think right now of something that allowed you to just let go of everything when you were a kid. Maybe it was the swing. Maybe it was riding down the slide. Maybe it was, you know, the storming outside, so you grab a blanket that you've taken just out of the dryer and curl up in it and watch your favorite old Western. I was speaking with somebody today, and she said her and her dad used to love watching Westerns, and were naming off Death Valley Days and The Rifleman and all those old shows that were so campy, and the acting was so bad, and the dialogue was horrible, but still they were cool at that time. When you are able to go outside, and walking in the wind is an excellent one. Remember when you were little and, you know, maybe you opened up the umbrella because you thought you'd fly off like Mary Poppins. And that imagination, stomping through a puddle in the rain. And for those of you who are, you know, East Coast and down in the South, I know you get those wonderful rains that it's still like 80 degrees. So it's warm and the rain is falling down. And you walk out in it, or just standing and feeling that wind blow you from behind, and sometimes it swirls around you. That's fun. That is enjoyment. That is being able to find just pleasure in the state of being. You don't have to be anyone. You don't have to do anything. And it's a wonderful way to create closeness in a relationship by going and doing those fun things. Flying a kite together. Enjoying a movie together. being able to just be silly and laugh together. There is nowhere near enough laughter happening in the world. And each person who does it makes the world a little bit gentler. When you have fun and it lightens your heart and lightens your energy, even though, yes, there's hard stuff that happens. And, you know, we need to honor that and be in that space. And, you know, it's almost like you don't want to turn the news on because something bad is happening. And we all need a break from that every once in a while. We need a break from when we're dealing with our work or with our homes or anything else. We need a break from that. And sometimes just sitting down and blowing bubbles or playing with Play-Doh or building Legos. My gosh, how many people would love to be able to just sit down and play with their Legos? My suggestion, find yourself a toy store, go into it, and get something that as a kid you always wanted. Maybe it's a little electronics kit that, you know, you get to wire up 101 different things and you can make buzzers ring and all this other stuff. Maybe it is that really cool Lego set that you always wanted. For me, it was the box of crayons that had the sharpener in it. I don't know why, but I always wanted that. And having four kids and not a lot of money, my mother knew, one, we weren't going to share it. Two, she couldn't afford to get us all the big box of crayons. And I went through a work that's called the Artist's Way, which is an amazing, wonderful process of really connecting in to that part of yourself, that little kid who was always an artist. Before all the negative stuff comes in and people tell us, well, no, you can't make a living as an artist and all this other stuff. So a part of it was I had to create something artistic, and I am not an artistic person. So I was in the store, and I saw a big box with the sharpener in it, and I bought it. And I sat there, and I got a book of blank pages, and I felt very self-conscious, but I just started to color. And as I did, and I got past, okay, well, it's not looking like I want it to, but then it became something better. It just became expressions. Maybe I was just doing all my favorite colors and kind of like a giant rainbow. And I felt good. I had fun. And when you're able to do something that it doesn't make sense, it doesn't have to be good. Break out the Play-Doh. Break out the silly putty. One Sunday morning, don't read the headlines. Just pick up the comics and read that. Enjoy having a good laugh. Have hot chocolate, or you can get the, you know, sugar-free hot chocolate if you feel you want to. But have something like that. Ovaltine. Oh, my God. I haven't had Ovaltine in years. And I was thinking about it the other day that it was something that my mom always served when, you know, it was a cold day. We always got Ovaltine. And for those of you who aren't old enough to know, it's still out there. Basically, it's like a sort of a malt kind of chocolatey sort of flavor. But it wasn't the Ovaltine. It was the story that I attached to it, that a lot of folks, you know, around my age group have attached to it because it meant a sense of home. It meant, oh, boy, we're going to get Ovaltine. It's warm. It's cold outside, but we're going to be all nice and warm and toasty. So it's not what you do for fun. It's a story you've attached to it. Maybe your idea of fun is to go to the library and just pick a book and sit down and read it at the library. Now, some people might not think that's fun, but a lot of people do. And I remember wonderful days during the summer, just spending hours and hours at the library looking at books. If that's your fun, go do it. If your fun is going to an amusement park, go do it. If your fun is finding that pinball machine that you remember from when you were young and playing it in the back of the arcade, do it. Because bottom line, the average person who lives to an age of 70 has 613,000 hours of life. This is too long a period not to have fun. The quote, and it says author unknown, but I like it. Because it reminds us that, you know what, this is a temporary assignment. No matter what your spiritual beliefs, pretty much everybody can agree that, you know, we're here temporarily. It's a matter of semantics of where we go afterwards, but we're only here for a certain amount of time. And when you think about the time that passes, if you finish the day, and you look back and think, wow, there was absolutely no fun in that day. Make it a point to do something the next day that's fun. Because when we can have fun, we can let go of some of the hard stuff, at least for a while. It's going to be there, and it does not require anything but the desire to be at peace, to feel balanced, and to enjoy life, even if it's just for a little bit. And if there's a playground near you, and you can do that, go sit on the swing. Feel that sensation of rocking back and forth. And for a few minutes, remember what it was like to have that be the most exciting thing in the world. Remember what it was like to get up and watch cartoons. And remember what it was like to have breakfast for dinner. Thank you so much for joining me, my friends. And we will be back next Thursday. If you would like to send in a question, you can email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com, and I can address it for the next show. Or you can call in during the show, or you can call in and leave a message at my office number, which is 408-372-2840. Otherwise, I hope you all have a wonderful, fun week. Even if there's only one or two things, and take a trip to a toy store if you can. Find that thing that you always wanted, whether it's a box of crayons or a box of Legos or Silly Putty, Play-Doh, or maybe a Slinky. Find something that can help you reconnect to that place of fun. Because when you do, it does make the hard times a little bit easier. You know, get yourself a stuffed animal if you want. They're cool. Whatever you do, make it yours. Go out and enjoy something. And when you're able to not only bring balance to yourself, but to everyone around you. Take care, my friends. Enjoy your week. We'll be back next Thursday, 2:00. Pacific Standard Time. Oh, and I will be checking into the chat room afterwards, so if you'd like to log in, you know, we can continue the discussion there. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Have a wonderful time, week, whatever, and have some fun. Bye-bye.